Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. Our weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me once again as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's reflection will be on Psalm 112. Praise the Lord! Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commandments. His offspring will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Light dawns in the darkness for the upright. He is gracious, merciful, and righteous. It is well with the man who deals generously and lends, who conducts his affairs with justice. For the righteous will never be moved. He will be remembered forever. He is not afraid of bad news. His heart is firm, trusting in the Lord. His heart is steady. He will not be afraid until he looks in triumph on his adversaries. He has distributed freely. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn is exalted in honor. The wicked man sees it and is angry. He gnashes his teeth and melts away. The desire of the wicked will perish. Well, you know what? I'd like to be this man. I want to be the man being blessed by God. I want that joy that comes from delighting in God's commandments. I want my offspring to be mighty and blessed, their houses full of wealth and riches. Well, before I get going on material blessings and my supply or lack thereof, I think I need to point out that one of the key phrases for me in this passage is, who fears the Lord, meaning the kind of healthy fear we exhibit when we recognize and respect the presence of the Holy Spirit, alive and working within us, prompting us to do all kinds of awesome things using the gifts which God has blessed us with. And not all of those awesome things are necessarily material things. Sometimes, when spoken from a Christian heart and perspective, our words and actions alone can be a blessing to others. Yes, maybe your friend who has just separated from her husband could use a nice, warm meal to cheer and nourish her. But right in the moment when you speak to her, what is available to give her isn't a warm meal, but a genuine warm hug and a shoulder to cry on, a sympathetic ear, and the reassurance that Jesus loves her. That is being a blessing to another person. Stopping to help someone change a flat tire on their car is your faith in action. Words, actions, money, time, all of these blessings given to you by God, but also by others who have been generous to you, when given and carried out to the glory of God, become blessings to others. It becomes one wonderful circle of godly joy. My son and I have an ongoing friendly debate about whether or not technology is really helpful or a hindrance in our lives. One of the first useful ideas I can think of is caller ID on telephones. If you don't know what that is the capability to see the name and phone number of the person calling you before you answer. That can be good or bad, I guess, depending on what you choose to do. But really, the point I wanted to make is, we don't always feel like listening to the troubles of a suffering friend, but sometimes it is the compassionate thing to do. Caller ID makes it an easy option not to be a blessing at that time by choosing not to answer a call because you see that it is a friend calling with a problem. On the other hand, perhaps you will make a special point to answer the call, being generous with your time by patiently listening. Conveniences of technology aside, being a blessing can be as simple as a little phone call. I suppose few of us really love to hear a sermon on stewardship of our wealth. In fact, it might even make us squirm a bit. But our psalmist today in verses 5 and 9 makes it pretty clear that God does love a cheerful giver of time and also of money. It says, "It is well with the man who deals generously and lends, and he has distributed freely, he has given to the poor. Therefore, we do help, out of love and obedience to God." Oftentimes, those who are not in the Word, who are either ignorant of God's will or outright reject it, the wicked in verse 10, not only find it difficult to give away what they think is theirs, but they despise those believers who do, getting themselves so worked up and out of guilt and hatred that eventually they are perishing eternally. But we, who are God-fearing, who do not think about what we have except to count them as gifts from God, find it easy to share what we have if someone else is in need, because we are not afraid of losing it. As the Lord has provided for us, by not hoarding our treasures, we trust Him to continue to provide for us and to keep our hearts steady, our horn exalted in honor. The horn in David's day was a symbol of power, strength, and triumph. Today, the word horn brought to my mind a horn of plenty, also called a cornucopia, which means a symbolic hollow horn filled with the inexhaustible gifts of celebratory fruits. In our household, we often place a cornucopia as a centerpiece on our Thanksgiving dinner table as a visual reminder of God's abundant gifts to all of us, inexhaustible. Living in the world as a believer certainly has its fair share of struggles and difficulties. So many times it seems it would be easier to go along with the ways of the world, selfishly acquiring and holding on to wealth for our own personal use and pleasure. But then, we would miss out on joy that comes from doing God's will, by being generous and distributing freely as it has been given freely to us. This dark world we live in now, where Satan is still free to roam and cause trouble, provides unlimited opportunities to be God's light, to be gracious and merciful towards others, generous and righteous in our good deeds because of our faith, as it is written in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 25. Whoever brings blessing will be enriched, and one who waters will himself be watered. If you are feeling spiritually empty, make a concerted effort to be a blessing to someone today by making a phone call to say, "How are you doing?" or presenting a little gift to someone who helped you with a special project, by delivering a home-cooked meal to someone housebound, or inviting a friend out to dinner so that they are not alone. When done in the spirit of Christian love and care, you can't help but be energized and refreshed yourself in the glow of the gospel. The Apostle Matthew recorded these words of Jesus from the Sermon on the Mount on how we are to live as believers. In chapter 5, verse 16, it reads, "In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." So, friends, don't hide your good works. Let them shine. While the wicked will always be around to taunt us and gnash their teeth at us, spiteful of our good works in Christ, we also know they will perish eternally. Whereas we, by our works, can shine the love of Christ to the world and rest assured that as Christ is righteous, so too are we made righteous by faith. And in that faith, sustained by God's grace and mercy, we will endure and not be moved from our beliefs, exalted one day in the heavenly realms. We pray. Dear God, thank you for instilling in every believing heart the fear of the Lord, our delight in your commandments, and the power of the Holy Spirit to do your will. Give us a firm heart to trust in you, subduing our selfish nature in repentance and reviving us in your righteousness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Receive, child, divine through our Lord.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.